Welcome, wherever you're listening to us from, to another in our series of 5 Minutes With. My name's Matthew Wall. I'm the Chief Creative Officer of Upstage. And this is our regular series of podcasts where we get to chat to some interesting people. And we've had a wide range of people on before, but I've absolutely got to be on my best behavior today because our guest is Phil White, our Chief Engagement Officer from Upstage. Phil, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Matthew. It's lovely to speak to you. Not that I don't do so every single day of my life.
Well, listen, you're joining us today from our office in California, and no matter where you are in the world at the moment, it's very clear that although we're not out of the woods of the pandemic yet by any stretch of the imagination, that the landscape that we're operating in has changed, and that's particularly relevant for us and our customers and the kind of business that we do. But in your estimation, what is the landscape like now? What's changed?
I think, to put it very, very bluntly, everything. It's easy, I think, for us to make cliched statements like nothing will ever be the same again, mm-hmm. the game has changed, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But the reality is, and we're seeing this borne out in our personal and our professional lives, is that nothing will ever be the same again. I've experienced this personally. When you enjoy a sporting event, when you have a family occasion, there is now not only an in-person dimension to that, but there is always an online aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
And the reality is that for anybody who is going to be hopefully able to enjoy and experience an in-person attendee today, tomorrow, sometime in the future, the reality is that that individual is going to be expecting there to be an online dimension to that, to which they also will have access and expect to have access.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's fair to say that we've actually always been in a world of hybrid events ever since the digital revolution. There's always been some digital component to it. But I think the thing that has changed now, which you've just referenced, is the fact that those two different audiences, both of them need to be engaged. Both of them need to be involved. If someone feels they're getting shortchanged or they're not getting the information the way they want it, the way they want to consume it, you know, it's not going to be good for business. So how do you make both of those audiences feel loved and looked after and part of the process? Have you got some examples you could share with us?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's a great question. The reality is that I think for the online audience, tremendous and amazing strides have been made not just in the past 12 months for obvious reasons, and our expectations as an audience are very different from what they were 12 months ago. I would like to just touch on initially the in-person side of things, because I feel really strongly about this. The reality is that the in-person attendee, if they are going to invest that amount of time, that amount of energy in actually attending an experience, then there is now a greater onus on all of us to make that experience really meaningful.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Them. So off the top of my head, some obvious things that we all need to be thinking about. As organizers, facilitators, we need to be thinking about different kinds of packages, experiences that we offer people that are much more nuanced than previously. Because the reality is that if I'm going to invest that time and energy, if I'm going to be away from my wife, my husband, my children, my significant others, it's got to be worth it. So a package that you could be offering to people might perhaps include some access to online aspect of this experience, or the full gamut of everything that's available to the online audience. Another different aspect of this is that if you do embrace the fact that as an in-person attendee, you are at times going to need and want to access that online experience, where are you going to do that? You need to be thinking very differently about your shared spaces. It can't just be, you know, somewhere to charge your cell phone. Now you've got to have spaces where people can actually partake and engage in those online experiences. So you've got to think differently about your shared spaces.
You do. And they have to be interactive. There has to be room for people to, as you say, participate in what's going on. And the analogy I always think of is a lot of these filmed experiences where you haven't considered the audience at home. It's like watching someone's child's school play that they recorded on the phone. You know, it really not that great, not that engaging. There's a sense, of course, in that people have been obliged to pursue the digital options and the at-home options because of the situation in the world. I think this is a tremendously exciting time, I have to say. I'm not a doom and gloom merchant about, we're having to do virtual, we're having to do some digital. It's tremendously exciting. What are some of the opportunities do you think people are going to capitalize on from this revolution in how we're pursuing engagement?
Yeah, you're right. It is tremendously exciting. I mean, we do have to all acknowledge that this dreadful past 16, 17 months has wrought, you know, an awful toll on all of us in so many ways. And yet, as you say, it has provided for those of us that are passionate about experiences an opportunity to, in a sense, drive the envelope, if you will, to push the envelope in a new and very exciting direction. I will say that if you look at in our personal lives, how we've become so much more adept at accessing content through all the online platforms that there are in terms of the entertainment that we consume, the Netflix, the Amazons, the Hulus here in the United States, the Apple TVs, we have now got a very, very literate audience. We have got some digital natives that perhaps weren't digital natives before.
True.
So I think that's a really positive thing. So you're right, the opportunity is there. There's an opportunity from a sponsorship perspective for sponsors. This could provide a whole new gamut and does provide a whole new gamut of opportunities to raise your profile in both an in-person and in a digital online experience. But I will say that there are dangers as well.
Yeah.
And the danger, I would say, the biggest danger of all is that there you are, Matthew Wall, you have persuaded me that you should go and spend 3 days at an experience in London or at an experience in Las Vegas, please God, when you're able to do so. And you go there and you find that at that experience, there are aspects of the in-person experience that really aren't very satisfying. You walk into a room, the lights go down, you are exposed to 45 minutes of PowerPoint, the lights come up, you walk out again. I think that if you and I are having a conversation a week after that, and I say to you, Matthew, was it a valuable use of your time? And you'll say, yeah, I met some really great people in the bar. Yeah. That was really great. But you know what? Dot, dot, dot. I think that you and I are then going to be having a very different conversation the next time you say to me, shall I invest 3 days of my time in going to this in-person experience?
Yeah.
So the onus is now on making that experience, that in-person experience, as rich as possible, because otherwise the reality is people are just going to go, nah, you know what, next time I'm just going to go for the online option.
Yeah, absolutely. I can completely see that happening, and we've run substantially over our 5 minute time, but that's what normally happens when you and I get chatting, so not a problem for me. I think to kind of summarize what we're trying to say here is that there's a red thread, to use a very familiar upstage term, running through all this conversation, which is around value. What is the value that the digital audience is getting? What is the value that the in-person audience is getting? It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all solution. There's nuances, there's different ways of engaging different audiences, and investing time, money, and effort into making those meaningful, valuable experiences, that's going to pay really big dividends for businesses. I'm absolutely sure of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Does that mean we don't have enough time to talk about Suicide Squad?
Well, we'll save that for the next episode. We
always leave them. That's a great idea.
That's fantastic. Phil, as always, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. And we hope you'll join us again for another episode of 5 Minutes With.